We are talking today with Nikki Novinsky with McDonald's. And Nikki, every year there are kids that head off to school with what shouldn't be a luxury but is, and that is the school supplies. And McDonald's is really stepping it up this year. You guys are, you're working with the Kids in Need Foundation for the first time to get supplies to kids. And how are you doing that?
We are, and we're super excited this year. What we're doing is we're donating 10% of any french fries that are sold a la carte from Monday through Friday, July 25th to 29th. Every day, every purchase, 10% of them fries are going to be going to putting towards buying school supplies for these underprivileged children.
And this isn't the first year that you've done this, but it is the first year that you're working with the Kids in Need Foundation to help get those supplies out, right?
Correct. That is correct. And we're excited to be working with them.
So I'm looking at the information here, and, you know, it is shocking to me that you got kids in Minnesota and Wisconsin. More than 1,300 kids are enrolled in the reduced meal program. So there is a real financial need there. And it should, you know, meals and school supplies should kind of be a foregone conclusion, but a lot of families are challenged. And I think we want to make the point here that it is the McDonald's owner-operators that are putting up this 10%.
That is correct. That is correct. My personal owner, he's the one that's donating the 10%, and that's for everybody that's involved in this.
So in past years, how much money has McDonald's managed to raise for the supplies for kids?
In past years, they've raised more than $162 million that was distributed in free supplies and classroom resources nationwide at no cost to the schools or teachers.
Wow, that is an amazing amount of money and a really big help. And we want to make the point, too, that this is for kids in the Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan area, so the money is really staying local. When those folks are showing up to buy the fries, it's helping that local community.
Absolutely. It's going right back to their school districts that they're living in, for sure.
And once again, if you can please run down the dates for me that we're doing this. And again, we want to stress this is on the a la carte fries. If you get the value meal, the fries are included in it, it doesn't count, right?
Correct. We're looking for when you're purchasing the fries separately, not when you're including it in a meal. So when you just are ordering something and then you add on a medium fry or a large fry or a small fry, we're giving 10% of those fries July 25th through July 29th, Monday through Friday.
And, you know, this is one of those things where, I mean, let's be honest, people, you're going to eat the fries anyway. You're going to get the fries anyway.
You love
anyway.
The fries.
Yeah, so
you
go
love
ahead.
The fries. Come on.
Even if you got the value meal, get the extra fries and get that 10% in there, right?
Yep, that's a win-win for everybody. You get our delicious fries, and you get to donate for a good cause.
It is an outstanding cause, and it may not seem like it, but let's look at the calendar. School's not that far away, so these kids are going to be needing those supplies soon, which is probably why you guys timed it like this, right?
Correct, because if you go out and about right now, you're starting to see that school supplies are out there, and people are starting to purchase things, and these families are starting to feel the crunch and knowing that they're going to have to come up with these costs.
Well, and this year especially, I mean, you know, we've got the added cost, inflation, and everything else, and it's going to be tougher. So this year especially, a program like this, I think, is just really, really needed. And, I personally want to thank you and McDonald's and the owner-operators out there that are participating in this. You know, you guys really do make a difference in the community, and that is a big, big thing.
Thank you so much. And I just wanted to throw this out there because I just thought this was crazy when I was reviewing this. That the pencil, the everyday pencil, is the number one requested supply by a teacher. That's outstanding to me. So it's amazing that we can donate this out there just so kids can have the basic pencil.
All right. So this is going on the 25th through the 29th. And Nikki, I don't know whether you know this or not, but I got a bunch of Arch cards sitting here that we're going to be giving away this week to help promote this as well. We want to get people out there and to buy those fries, and then you guys can buy the supplies.
I love that. That's great. I love to hear that.
All right.
Good luck to everybody. You can win those cards.
Nikki Novinsky, thank you very much for your time. And folks, I got to tell you, you need to get out there. It's July 25th through the 29th. You're going to go to McDonald's anyway. You're going to buy fries anyway. 10% of that purchase of those a la carte fries going to help kids. It's fries for supplies. Thanks again, Nikki.
Thank you so much, and you have a great week.